Welcome back to the Virtual Light Broadcast. We'll hear from Steve and the group for the final channel in just a moment. But, you know, I want you to think about what's been said today. What's the theme? I believe it's all about empowerment, especially the female energy, which males carry as well. But it's all about standing up and being the best you can be and adapting to the changes that come into your world, becoming the new you in this new world that we're living in. So embrace it, and let's get ready for a wild ride, because I think it's only going to get more interesting. When we say espavo, that does mean thank you for taking your power. Espavo.
Greetings, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. I have caught up with your time frame for just a moment to intersect you at a very interesting point. Well, you see, all of humanity has been building energy, and yes, it's popping up in many different places. It's a fascinating process for us to watch from this side of the veil, because you are becoming empowered. Doesn't always mean that there is space for your empowerment in the world around you. That is part of what is coming up. And why so many people are taking to the streets for so many different reasons. To have their voices heard in different ways. To know that they are part of a collective. The people in Belarus are experiencing this right now in extreme ways. So send them energy, dear ones. Connect, for you are all connected together in ways that you have no idea. And when you feel that pull of your heartstrings, give it energy. Know that every time someone can pull energy from you, that you create more. There's magic having to do with spiritual physics that most humans know very little about. But we tell you, it's working. And in these times of change, everyone has a part. Now, most people don't completely know what their part is. Sometimes contracts can be activated very quickly, and maybe you won't even know that that was what it was. But the willingness to step forward and to be of service, of spirit, of your own spirit, of the connections, of the channels that you carry on your shoulder. All of you have beings around you way beyond your understanding. At some point, we'll show you all the connections that you've had all along. You'll be astounded to find out how easy this connection was. And yet, being on Earth with the disconnect, having that incredible veil in front of you, keeps you from seeing much of the energies of it in the particulars. That's a good point, because that keeps you out of judgment. Yes, these next levels are starting to anchor in a whole new way. We've been mentioning it for quite some time, but it is possible to start stepping up right away. As we've mentioned, one of the challenges about this is to keep that connection. So what we do is ask you to step up into a higher realm and do the same things we do with you. Do you understand, dear ones, that you're actually in training, if you will, to be the angels of the second planet of free choice? You're getting closer than you can imagine. So what would it be like if you retreated someplace and you found yourself sitting on the SAOTO or some other place of that nature? Or you could look at the beings that were playing the game of pretending to be a human, and you could even send your energy to certain times, to certain connections, certain opportunities. And all of a sudden, a person walking along on daily life would feel something and be a little bit more empowered. We call that overlighting. It's what we do with you. We clear the path in front of you sometimes. Sometimes we send our energy to you to give you the courage to take that next step, to move through the mist, to work in different ways that you're not familiar with. And yet it's all in front of you now. The magic has begun, dear ones. A new level of the game has begun. And as we mentioned, the challenge now is for you to step up into this higher vibrational level without losing your connection. It would be easy to want to step up and complete and say, oh, here we are. We can make a whole new life where we don't have to deal with any of these problems. But those problems, dear ones, are giving you opportunities for mastery. Not just individual mastery, but mastery as a collective. And that has never been done before. The closest any connection has made to that are the stories that we tell from Lemuria. Very simple beings, very uncomplicated lifestyles, very simple technologies. Everything was simplistic. And yet, you were able to create a whole different level to step up into as the planet was changing. Now, the interesting part about Lemuria, they didn't die. They ascended. They moved up to a vibrational level where life continued. And because they were all in it together, they didn't leave behind a group of people who did not want to go or did not work in those ways. Everyone was welcome to move, and everyone could move fairly simply. Now, in these times, with the complexities of your societies and the ways that you have built things on planet Earth in these times, it gets much more difficult to do that because you are so incredibly divided in so many different ways. And yet, that opportunity is now at hand. You can step up into the higher vibrations of the new planet Earth and still be here and still keep a foot where you are. Still go back and forth to be able to feel that, feel the essence of the empowerment, and then bring it back into a world that is struggling. Now you're starting to find why you are here for many of you. The connections go much deeper than you can imagine. But we also tell you, you're right on time. Welcome home, dear ones. You've made it. Now, open your eyes when you can. Look around, find those connections of the others, and connect your hearts together as one. You'll walk in a whole different way. The planet will align again and step up to the whole next level of the game. Never before has this happened to a collective. Planet Earth is the first, and we're so incredibly proud of all of you. Dear ones, it's with the greatest of honor we ask you to treat each other with respect. Treat each other as the gods that you are. Nurture one another and make it easy for everyone to use their power when you can. Know that it's a grand game you're playing. Play well together. Aspavo, dear ones, I am the keeper of time. And I love you dearly. Aspavo.
Aspavo, we can connect all together. It can make a difference in this world and make us feel a whole lot better. You know, I'd like to give us all a challenge. Sometime within this next month, do something for someone else, whether it be a small something or something big. I want to tell you about this person. Don't know if it's a man or a woman. I imagine it's a woman who is going around in the different neighborhoods around where we live, and she's taking little river rocks, a little smooth river rocks, and she's painting beautiful artwork on them, or a little saying inspiring people, and she just drops them off at the front door of people's homes, and nobody knows who's doing it. I found out about this. I haven't been so fortunate to get a rock yet. I hope to. But we have a neighborhood email that goes around, and several people were talking about it. And just a small gesture, it made these people feel so much better about this world. They said, thank God there's people who are doing acts of kindness. So what can we do to make a difference in someone's life? By doing it, it'll certainly make a difference in ours. So let's enjoy wherever that takes us and be positive about the next step. All right. Well, I think that we're going to call it a day.
I think we made it through another one, another month. Awesome month of September. Incredible.
I know. Incredible. September's going to be a good one.
And we got 48 years, girl. We're doing pretty good.
We're just getting started.
Actually, we lived in sin for a couple of years, so we're pushing 50 now.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thanks everybody for being with us. Know that this is a big family, and we do want to send our energy to all those people taking to the streets for whatever reason, even if we don't understand it. The main thing is to know that the voices can be heard and empowerment is at hand for all of us. It's an incredible time to be here on planet Earth. Welcome home, everybody. We would like to say hello, say a couple thanks to a few people here. We'll go through that kind of quickly.
A special thanks to the following lightworkers for their help in the production of Espavo TV. Meg Adamson.
I can't seem to hold that up. She wants to have her picture there. So we'll just let her go. Meg Adamson.
That's such a good picture. I love that.
That's megadamson.net, too.
Incredible woman. Allison Chester Lambert, presenter.
Awesome. You can find Allison on her website. Does some incredible work as well.
Elena Era, Magical Graphic Arts.
She gives it flavor, some real spice to it. And of course, Nick Pneumaticos. Nick Pneumaticos. I'm getting it down. He's our webmaster in Greece. We just call him Saint Nick. So good job, Nick.
Kathy Moran, Support Services.
Kathy handles our help desk and a lot more sometimes.
Gail Harris, producer.
Gail keeps an eye on pretty much everything. Just does an awesome job with us. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being with us here.
It takes a team.
We've had a wonderful time together today. Just take this and know that we have things that we can do. We can connect the hearts starting right now. And keep in mind, we just gave away $12,000. What form of Merlin's Law can you use this month? Espavo, everybody. Have a great month.
Espavo.